Hey, what's up? This is Lewis Charles Candell. This is a study guide for economics, both micro and macro. You can find this and other study guides at OSSH.com. My email address is LCANDELL@OSSH.com. This study guide is for chapter one for both micro and macroeconomics, taken from the book Microeconomics and Macroeconomics, authors Wallstad and Bingham, publisher McConnell and Brew. This study guide is for non-commercial and private use. In other words, it's for my usage. I'm making no money off this. This is copyrighted material. Once again, this is for non-commercial use. Chapter 1, The Nature and Method of Economics. Chapter 1 introduces you to economics, the study of how people decide how to use scarce productive resources to satisfy material wants. The purpose of this chapter is to explain the nature of the subject and to describe the methods that economists use to study economic questions. The first section of the chapter describes the three key features of the economic perspective. This perspective first recognizes that all choices involve costs and that these costs must be involved in an economic decision. The economic perspective also incorporates the view that to achieve a goal, people make decisions that reflect their rational self-interest. The third feature considers that people compare marginal benefits against marginal costs when making decisions and will choose the situation where the marginal benefit is greater than the marginal cost. You will develop a better understanding of these features and the meaning of the economic perspective as you read about the economic issues in this book. As you begin your study of economics, you might be wondering if the work you will be doing in the later chapters and learning in the later material is worthwhile. It most certainly is. Knowledge of economics is important because it is essential for well-informed citizenship and has many practical applications to professional and personal decisions. Economists use two different approaches in investigating economic topics: theoretical economics and policy economics. Theoretical economics is a gathering of facts, interpretation of them, and the use of them to draw generalizations. Policy economics is a formulation of recommended actions, policies, to be taken to address specific economic problems. A central part of this discussion focuses on theories and principles in the economic methodology section. Economics relies heavily on the scientific method to develop theories and principles to explain the likely effect from different actions. In essence, these theories and principles, and related terms such as hypotheses, laws, and models, are generalizations. They are imprecise and subject to exceptions because economists cannot conduct controlled laboratory experiments to test the validity of the generalizations. Economics is a science, but not an exact science. Economic theories and principles are simplifications, approximations of a complex world. For analyzing problems in microeconomics and macroeconomics, and for finding solutions to these problems. The choice of an economic policy depends on economic principles and on the value judgments and weights given to economic goals. Here, we move from economic theory and positive economics, which investigates what is, to normative economics, which incorporates subjective or value-laden views of what ought to be. Many of the apparent disagreements among economists are over normative policy issues and involve deciding which economic goals for our economy are most important in making the cause for a policy solution. Clear thinking about economic questions requires that beginning students avoid many pitfalls. Errors of commission and omission can occur from bias, loaded terminology, imprecise definitions, fallacies of composition, and causation fallacies. Awareness of these pitfalls will help you think more objectively about the economic issues you will read about throughout this book. Chapter outline. Economics is concerned with the efficient use of limited productive resources to achieve the maximum satisfaction of economic wants. The economic perspective has three interrelated features. A. It recognizes that scarcity requires choice, and all choices entail a cost. B. It views people as rational decision makers who make choices based on their self-interest. C. It uses marginal analysis to assess how the marginal costs of a decision compare with the marginal benefits. Citizens in a democracy must understand elementary economics to comprehend the present-day problems of their society and to make intelligent decisions when they vote. Economics is an academic rather than a vocational subject, but a knowledge of it is valuable to business, executives, consumers, and workers. Economic methodology relies on the scientific method and includes both theoretical economics and policy economics. A. Theoretical economics is a gathering and analysis of relevant facts to derive economic principles. 1. Hypotheses are propositions that are tested and used to develop economic theories. Highly reliable theories are called principles or laws. Theories, principles, and laws are meaningful statements about economic behavior or the economy that can be used to predict the likely outcome from an economic action or event. Models are created when several economic principles are used to explain or describe reality. Each principle or theory is a generalization that shows a tendency or average effect. The other things equal, ceteris paribus, assumption, is used to limit the influence of other factors when making a generalization. Economic principles and theories are abstractions from reality. Many economic principles or models can be illustrated graphically. B. Policy economics is the use of economic principles to develop a course of action to solve economic problems. The three major steps in creating economic policy are stating the goal, considering the options, and evaluating the results. Eight major economic goals are considered important in the United States and many other nations: economic growth, full employment, economic efficiency, price level stability, economic freedom, economic security, an equitable distribution of income, and a balance of trade. Economic goals can be complementary, or they can conflict and require trade-offs. The interpretation of economic goals and the setting of priorities can be difficult and cause problems in economic policy making. Economic analysis is conducted at two levels and might be positive or normative. A. Macroeconomics looks at the entire economy or its major aggregates or sectors, such as households, businesses, or governments. Microeconomics studies the economic behavior of individuals, particular markets, firms, or industries. Positive economics focuses on facts and is concerned with what is, or the scientific analysis of economic behavior. Normative economics suggests what ought to be and answers policy questions based on value judgments. Most disagreements among economists involve normative economics. Objective thinking in the study and use of economic principles requires strict application of the rules of logic, in which personal emotions are irrelevant, if not detrimental. The pitfalls beginning students encounter when studying and applying economic principles include the following: bias of preconceived beliefs not warranted by facts, loaded terminology or the use of terms in a way that appeals to emotion and leads to a non-objective analysis of the issues, the definition of terms by economists in ways that may not be the same as the way in which these terms are more commonly used, the fallacy of composition or the assumption that what is true of the part is necessarily true of the whole. Two causation fallacies confuse cause and effect. The after this, therefore, because of this fallacy, post hoc, ergo propter hoc, is the mistaken belief that when one event precedes another, the first event is the cause of the second. The other fallacy is to confuse correlation with causation. Two factors may be related, but that does not mean that one factor caused the other. Here are some multiple choice questions. 1. What statement would best complete a short definition of economics? Economics is the study of A. how businesses produce goods and services, B. the efficient use of scarce productive resources, C. the equitable distribution of society's income and wealth, or D. the printing and circulation of money throughout the economy. The answer is B. the efficient use of scarce productive resources. Economics is a study of the efficient use of scarce productive resources. Number 2. The idea in economics that there is no such thing as a free lunch means that A. the marginal benefit of such a lunch is greater than its marginal cost. B. businesses cannot increase their market share by offering free lunches. C. scarce resources have alternative uses or opportunity costs. Or D. consumers are irrational when they ask for a free lunch. The answer to number 2 is C. Scarce resources have alternative uses or opportunity costs. The idea in economics that there is no such thing as a free lunch means that scarce resources have alternative uses or opportunity costs. Number three, a major feature of the economic perspective is A, equating rational self-interest with selfishness, B, comparing marginal benefits with marginal costs, C, the validity of normative economics for decision making, or D, the recognition of the abundance of economic resources. B, comparing marginal benefits with marginal costs. A major feature of the economic perspective is comparing marginal benefits and marginal costs. Number four, from an economic perspective, when a business decides to employ more workers, the business decision maker has most likely concluded that the marginal A, costs of employing more workers have decreased, B, benefits of employing more workers have increased, C, benefits of employing more workers are greater than the marginal costs, D, the costs of employing more workers are not opportunity costs for the business because more workers are needed to increase production. C, benefits of employing more workers are greater than the marginal costs. From an economic perspective, when a business decides to employ more workers, the business decision maker has most likely concluded that the marginal benefits of employing more workers are greater than the marginal costs. 5. Economic analysis that derives economic principles about how individuals behave or institutions act is called A, policy economics, B, macroeconomics, C, normative economics, or D, theoretical economics. D, theoretical economics. 5. Economic analysis that derives economic principles about how individuals behave or institutions act is called theoretical economics. 6. The combination of economic theories or principles into a simplified representation of reality is referred to as an economic A, fact, B, law, C, model, D, hypothesis. C, model. The combination of economic theories or principles into a simplified representation of reality is referred to as an economic model. 7. From the perspective of economists, which of the following would offer the highest degree of confidence for explaining economic behavior? A, an assumption. B, a speculation. C, a correlation. Or D, a principle. D, a principle. From the perspective of economists, which of the following would offer the highest degree of confidence for explaining economic behavior? A principle would. 8. When economists state that consumer spending rises when personal income increases, this is an example of A, a generalization, B, loaded terminology, C, a normative statement, or D, a fallacy of composition. A, a generalization. When economists state that consumer spending rises when personal income increases, this is an example of a generalization. 9. Another term for the assumption that other things equal is A, ceteris paribus, B, the correlation fallacy, C, the fallacy of composition, D, post hoc ergo propter hoc. A, ceteris paribus. Another term for the assumption that other things equal is ceteris paribus. 10. An economic principle states that the lower the price of a product, the greater the quantity consumers will wish to purchase. This principle is based on the critical assumption that A, the whole is not greater than the sum of the parts, B, economic goals are complementary and not conflicting, C, economic analysis is normative, D, there are no other important changes affecting the demand for the product. D, there are no other important changes affecting the demand for the product. An economic principle states that the lower the price of a product, the greater the quantity consumers will wish to purchase. This principle is based on the critical assumption that there are no other important changes affecting the demand for the product. 11. The three basic steps in economic policymaking are A, gather facts, make abstractions, show findings, B, state the goal, determine the options, evaluate results, C, create the theory, analyze assumptions, derive conclusions, D, form hypotheses, simplify the model, assume other things are equal. B, state the goal, determine the options, evaluate results. The three basic steps in economic policymaking are state the goal, determine the options, evaluate results. 12. The production of more goods and services and the development of a higher standard of living would be associated with what economic goal? A, economic security, B, economic freedom, C, economic growth, D, full employment. C, economic growth. The production of more goods and services and the development of a higher standard of living would be associated with the economic goal of economic growth. 13. Which economic goal is associated with the idea that we want to get the maximum benefit at the minimum cost from the limited productive resources available? A, economic security, B, economic freedom, C, economic growth, D, economic efficiency. D, economic efficiency. Which economic goal is associated with the idea that we want to get maximum benefit at the minimum cost from the limited productive resources available? Economic efficiency. 14. Which economic goal would be most abstract and difficult to measure? A, full employment, B, economic efficiency, C, economic freedom, or D, price level stability? C, economic freedom. Fifteen. To say that two economic goals are conflicting means A, it is impossible to quantify both goals, B, there is a trade-off in the achievement of the two goals, C, the two goals are not fully accepted as important economic goals, D, the attainment of one goal also results in the attainment of the other goal. B. To say that two economic goals are conflicting means there's a trade-off in the achievement of the two goals. 16. If economic growth tends to produce a more equitable distribution of income among people in a nation, this relationship between the two economic goals appears to be A, deductive, B, conflicting, C, complementary, D, mutually exclusive. C, complementary. If economic growth tends to produce a more equitable distribution of income among people in a nation, this relationship between the two economic goals appears to be complementary. 17. When we look at the whole economy or its major aggregates, our analysis would be at the level of A, microeconomics, B, macroeconomics, C, positive economics, or D, normative economics. B, macroeconomics. 17. When we look at the whole economy or its major aggregates, our analysis would be at the level of macroeconomics. 18. Which would be studied in microeconomics? A, the output of the entire economy. B, the total number of workers employed in the United States. C, the general level of prices in the United States economy. D, the output and price of wheat in the United States. D, the output and price of wheat in the United States. 19. Which is a normative economic statement? A, the consumer price index rose 5.6% last month. The unemployment rate of 6.8% is too high. The average rate of interest on loans is 8.6%. The economy grew at an annual rate of 2.6%. B, the unemployment rate of 6.8% is too high. 20. Sandra states that there is a high correlation between consumption and income. Arthur replies that the correlation occurs because people consume too much of their income and don't save enough. A. Both Sandra's and Arthur's statements are positive. B. Both Sandra's and Arthur's statements are normative. C. Sandra's statement is positive and Arthur's statement is normative. D. Sandra's statement is normative and Arthur's statement is positive. C. Sandra's statement is positive and Arthur's statement is normative. 21. What pitfall to objective thinking is reflected in a person's view that corporate profits are always excessive? A, bias. B, definition. C, the fallacy of composition. D, confusing correlation with causation. A, bias. 22. During World War II, the United States used price controls to prevent inflation. Some people said this was a fascist and arbitrary restriction of economic freedom, while others said it was a necessary and democratic means of preventing ruinous inflation. Both labels are examples of A, economic bias, B, the fallacy of composition, C, the misuse of common sense definitions, or D, loaded terminology. D, loaded terminology. During World War II, the United States used price control to prevent inflation. Some people said this was a fascist and arbitrary restriction of economic freedom, while others said it was a necessary and democratic means of preventing ruinous inflation. Both labels are examples of loaded terminology. 23. If a farmer grows a larger crop one year, he or she will likely receive more income. Therefore, to reason that if all farmers grew larger crops one year, they will likely receive more income is an example of A, the after this, therefore because of this fallacy, B, the fallacy of composition, C, economic bias, or D, using loaded terminology. B, the fallacy of composition. If a farmer grows a larger crop one year, he or she will likely receive more income. Therefore, to reason that if all farmers grew larger crops one year, they will likely receive more income is an example of the fallacy of composition. 24. The government increases its expenditures for road construction equipment, and later, the average price of this equipment falls. The belief that the lowered price was a result of the increase in government expenditures is an example of A, the after this, therefore because of this fallacy, B, the fallacy of composition, C, imprecise definition, D, using loaded terminology. A, the after this, therefore because of this fallacy. The government increases its expenditure for road construction equipment, and later the average price of this equipment falls. The belief that the lowered price was a result of the increase in government expenditures is an example of the after this, therefore because of this fallacy. 25. You observe that more education is associated with more income and conclude that more income leads to more education. This would be an example of A, the fallacy of composition, B, confusing correlation with causation, C, using the other things equal assumption, D, the after this, therefore because of this fallacy. B, confusing correlation with causation. You observe that more education is associated with more income and conclude that more income leads to more education. This would be an example of confusing correlation with causation. That concludes Chapter 1, The Nature and Method of Economics. There's an appendix to Chapter 1 which you would probably want to listen to, and it deals with graphs and their meaning. This was Lewis Charles Candel. My email address, lcandell@oss.com. You can find this and other study guides at oss.com. Peace.